Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Well, today we continue with our series called Awesome Relationships. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to take your relationships with family, friends, coworkers, and even God from average to awesome. You don't want to miss a second of this relationship building series. Now, in just a little while, we're going to tell you how you can get the brand new set of 52 Bible verse memorization cards with verses that will help you strengthen your relationships. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or you can connect with us by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Becoming Best Friends with God.
Every friendship is built on trust. When I started this series, I told you the difference between an acquaintance and a friend is this: talk and trust. You talk with acquaintances, but you trust your friends. If you don't trust somebody, they're not your friend. You may spend 8 hours a day with them, but if you don't trust them, they're not a friend. They're just an acquaintance. The bedrock of every friendship is trust, and that's true with God too. You got to trust him. And you got to trust him when things don't make sense, when things are backwards, when things are going sideways, and when you're going under and you think, I'm going under for the last time. Psalm 55, 22. Cast all your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. Cast all your cares. Cast means not to, like, casting a line a long ways. It means just drop it. I don't know what you're going through right now, but I do know the answer. Dump it. Cast it. Cast all your cares on the Lord, for he cares for you. God actually lets you go through pain in order to draw you closer to him. Pain is the fuel of passion. When you're going through a tough time, all of a sudden your prayers get a whole lot more intense. Have you noticed that? When you're in deep pain, you don't just go, oh, our Father, how art thou today? You're going, help! You cry out to God. Pain is the fuel of passion. It energizes us with intensity. We cry out. And God says, I'm going to bring you closer to me. When Matthew died, I spent the better part of 4 months alone with either Kay or with Kay and God, or just with God alone. And I would often spend hours a day just thinking, praying, listening, talking, month after month for about 4 months. You can't spend that much time with God for 4 months and have it not change you. Unfortunately, I have the same personality. But it changed me on the inside. And one of the things I learned is this: the more honest to God you are, the deeper your friendship will be. The more honest to God you are, the deeper your friendship will be. God can handle your frankness. He can handle your cries. He can handle your complaints. He can handle your accusations. So I told you that in the Psalms, 150 Psalms, a third of them are Psalms of lament. They're saying, God, life sucks. God, I don't like it. And when God hears you complaining to him in your prayers, God says, that's not audacious, that's authentic. God can handle your honesty. You're never going to have a deep friendship with God till you got gut-level honest about your fears, your faults, your flaws, your friends, and everything else. Doesn't have to be fancy. Doesn't have to be flowery. I'm not a flowery prayer. But God says, just be gut honest with me. And when you are hurting, tell me why. Because it keeps you from becoming bitter. Bitterness is the number one enemy of friendship with God. And some of you just didn't admit, God, I've been bitter. I've been angry. I've been hurt. I didn't understand it. If you build a friendship with God, you got to trust him in your pain. Now, I want to wrap this up by talking specifically to a couple groups here. One are those of you who are facing trouble, And those of you, the other is the, those of you who maybe have been close to God in the past, but you kind of walked away. If you are facing trouble right now, you're in trouble right now. I don't know what it is, but you do. You're in trouble right now in some way, physical, emotional, relational, financial, whatever. God offers to help you out. Psalm 91:14. God says this, I'll get you out of trouble and I'll give you the best care if you only get to know and trust me. That's the condition. You got to get to know and trust God. You got to build a friendship with him. And for those of you who have been close to God in the past and you've kind of fallen away, you're kind of like Job. Look at this verse on the screen here. It says this, in my early years, the friendship of God was felt in my home. Maybe you grew up in a home that had faith. Or maybe years ago, you were close to God and you're not so close now. It's kind of worn off. The feelings have worn off. The heat's not there. The passion's not there. Job says, in my early years, I felt the friendship of God in my life. Don't you want that back? Here's what God says to you, Jeremiah 15. If you return to me, I will restore you. Not I'm going to block the gate. Not I'm going to spank you. Not I'm going to criticize you or control you. If you return to me, I will restore you so you can continue to serve me. Maybe you were even serving God in the past and now you're not. He says, if you speak words that are worthy, you'll be my spokesman. You are to influence them. Do not let them influence you. Have other people in your life been influencing you in the wrong way? That's keeping you from a friendship with God. They're not your friend. They've been influencing you in the wrong way. And maybe you followed them in the wrong way and you really got off track. And God says here, if you return to me, I will restore you so you can continue to serve me. God is not finished with you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care who you've done it with. I don't care how long you've done it. What matters not where you've been, but the direction your feet is headed right now. God is not finished with you. If you return to me, I will restore you. Now, Jesus gave us two symbols to remember what it cost Jesus to tear that veil, to build the relationship, to tear down the barrier between us and God. And one of the symbols is baptism, and the other is the Lord's Supper. There are four words that are used to refer to the same symbol in the Bible. In the book of Acts, it's called the breaking of bread. And it's called that several times. It said they broke bread together in the temple courts and from house to house. Breaking of bread. In Acts, all over Acts. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16, it's called communion. Communion. And the word there in Greek is the word koinonia. It's the same word for fellowship. Communion and fellowship are the same thing. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 20 and 21, it's called the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper. And in 1 Corinthians 11, the next couple of verses after that, it's called the Eucharist. Eucharist. Eucharist is a Greek word that means thanksgiving. So I don't really care whether you call it breaking of bread, Lord's Supper, communion, or Eucharist. It's the same thing. It's four different words for the same symbol that Jesus gave to all of us. Do I matter to God? Puny little me in this giant universe, does my life have any significance? Does it have any meaning? Do I matter to God? And communion is a reminder that the answer is an outstanding shout of yes. Yes, your life matters to God. It matters so much that God so loved you that he came to earth in human form. He limited himself in human form to come and die for your sins. Somebody has to pay for your sins, either you or somebody else. God says, I'll do it. I'll do it. I will come to earth and do it for you. That's how much I love you. The Lord's Supper says, yes, I matter to God. Jesus said this, no one shows greater love than when he lays down his life for his friends. The highest form of love is to sacrifice your life for somebody else. And that's what Jesus did. No one shows greater love than when he lays down his life for his friends. And you are my friends if you do what I command. We'll talk about what he commands in just a minute. But he says, you matter to me. I died for you. And when the Bible says, Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it and he blessed it. He said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me. The second question that communion answers is this very important question. Can I be forgiven? All the stuff I'm done wrong, all the stuff I don't want anybody else to know about, all the stuff that I regret, that I feel bad about, I feel guilty or shameful about, can I have the slate wiped clean? Can I become a new woman? Can I become a new man? Can I be forgiven? Can I start over? Can I be born again? And the answer to that is yes. Yes. And Jesus says, I came to earth to die for you. And what I want you to do is you just accept that fact. Jesus said, you're my friend if you do what I command. What does God command you to do? Look at this verse on the screen. And this is what God commands, that we believe in his son, Jesus Christ, and that we love each other just as he commanded. We are to believe in his son. We are to belong to his family. We are to believe and belong. We are to say, God, I love you and I love others in your family. The family of God, the church's family, his flock, his body, his bride. And so we say to God, yes, the answer is my sins can be forgiven and they have been forgiven. All my flaws, all my failures, all my faults, all my flubs, all my mistakes, all my crimes, they can all be forgiven. In fact, the Bible says that when I accept what Jesus Christ did on the cross, as this symbolizes, that God does three things with my sin. He puts them out of sight, he puts them out of reach, and he puts them out of memory. First, he puts them out of sight. There's a verse in the Bible that says, you have taken my sins and hidden them behind your back. So when God looks at you, he doesn't see all the stuff you've done wrong. He says, I've hidden your sins behind my back. He puts them out of sight. He puts them out of reach. The Bible says he takes your sins and metaphorically dumps them in the deepest part of the ocean. And then he puts up a no fishing sign. You don't need to pull them back out. And he says, as far as east is west, I have separated you from your sins because of what I did on the cross. East and west never come together. They're never coming back. And not only does he put your sins out of reach and out of sight, he puts them out of mind. The Bible says, their sins will I remember no more. Can God forget? The answer to that question is absolutely. God can forget what he chooses to forget. And God says, I choose to forget all the stupid things you've done when you accept what my son did for you. That's called grace. You can't earn it or deserve it. It's just a gift. Let's bow our heads. And if you've never opened your life to Jesus Christ, now is the time to accept the gift of forgiveness, freedom, grace, and a future in heaven. Maybe you've known about God, but you said, I haven't been a friend of God. Pray this prayer in your heart. Dear God, I want to be your friend. Just say that in your mind. I want to be your friend. I want it to be the most important thing in my life. I thank you that I matter to you, that I matter enough that you sent Jesus to die for me. Thank you for wanting me as a friend. And I want to learn to know you and trust you. And I humbly ask you to accept me into your family. I know I don't deserve it. And I can't earn your forgiveness. But I thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. And today I'm saying I want to believe in your son and I want to belong to your family. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Did you know you can start every day with hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick? Well, you can when you sign up to receive his life-changing Bible teaching delivered directly to your inbox. Just go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free Daily Hope devotional. Don't miss out. Sign up right now at PastorRick.com. One of the things that you ask us about the most here on Daily Hope are the Bible scripture cards. We get a ton of requests for them. So, Pastor Rick has added another deck of 52 scripture cards with Bible verses selected specifically to help you improve your relationships. These colorful, eye-catching cards will help you memorize the Word of God so you have it when you need it most. Something you hear Pastor Rick talking about all the time. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Friends, one of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize Scripture. God tells us in Proverbs 7, verse 2, "Guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and also keep them deep within your heart." Now, you may not think you've got a good memory, but the truth is, we all remember what's important to us. For instance, you remember phone numbers and dates that you care about. I've heard people say they can't memorize anything, yet they can quote a song lyrics from their childhood, or they can rattle off a statistic for their favorite baseball player. You see, memory is a skill that you can learn, and it's also a muscle that you can strengthen. In fact, study after study has shown that memorizing Scripture will cause your brain to have a stronger memory in other areas too. So when you memorize Scripture, you're actually benefiting a lot of other areas in your life. Now, here's how I want to help you memorize God's Word. We've put together a new packet, a new set of cards with verses from the Bible for you to memorize. And these are good, easily memorizable verses. And you can put these cards around your house, or you can put them on your refrigerator, or tape them to the mirror where you brush your teeth, or you can put them by your bed, or in your car, in the visor. It doesn't really matter, but they're very beautiful, and they will keep these Bible verses, God's Word, before you every day, helping you to memorize the Word of God. I hope you'll take advantage of this new resource.
Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you the brand new Relationship Scripture Cards to say thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Get yours right now by going to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.